I would say that's probably the last option, but if you cannot find another way to do it, you would have to lobby for legislation. But you know how long it takes to change the Grain Act. You know, we have been sitting on that for a long time, and it's percolating forever. Again, you know, I can only say if you were to develop a really, really good contract, which would take you a little bit of time in cooperation with a lot of the growers, you could ask for input from the grain companies. If they don't give it to you, develop a contract. And then you have to get the critical mass of people who want to use that contract. And that is the difficult part. Again, you know, I keep emphasizing cooperation between the different layers along the supply chain would be ideal. But if you cannot get there, I think you'll have to go on your own. So it's not easy.
How did Australia get theirs?
Oh, that's a very good question. There were also a lot of disputes, and I have to double-check, actually, if there was regulation involved. But the industry worked together on the contract, and when they established Grain Trade Australia, the arbitration mechanism is housed under that agency, and everybody participates. And there are workshops for both the exporter side, the commercial company side, and the producer side to make them aware of both sides of the contract.